Officials from the federal and provincial governments are in LaRonge today for a major funding announcement. Indigenous Services Minister Seamus O'Regan was on hand, along with Saskatchewan's Minister of Rural and Remote Health, Greg Ottenbright. They've announced that the federal government will be providing $11.6 million in funding, Saskatchewan $2.5 million, and the Lac La Ronge Indian Band $2 million. The funding will be provided over 3 years and allow for the development of a new health facility that will blend Western and traditional Indigenous approaches to healing and recovery. Clients and their families will have access to counseling services, mental health workers, and traditional healing. Another announcement is also scheduled for Saskatoon later this afternoon. That one is expected to be about funding for the Fond du Lac Airport. The National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations says Indigenous child welfare legislation needs to be introduced in the House of Commons as soon as possible. Perry Bellegarde says it's too important not to have, as 40,000 Indigenous children are in government care. Bellegarde is calling on provincial governments, which may have concerns with the legislation, to discuss it with First Nations. Chiefs have expressed frustration at Prime Minister Trudeau for not honoring his commitments of tabling the legislation by the end of January. There's no timeline on when this may happen. A partnership between the Star Blanket Cree Nation and the First Nations University of Canada has created a new urban reserve in Regina. The 32 acres of land surrounding the university make up the reserve, which translated from Cree means the Red Dog Reserve. Star Blanket Chief Michael Starr says the urban reserve is about the treaty right to education.
And we need to carry on into the future. That's my belief. And connecting the treaty right to education right now is part of it. And it's been always here, and I can't say that enough. But it'll continue on in a good way because it's on all the land.
The Star Blanket Cree Nation began the process of creating the reserve in 2002, concluding with an agreement in 2018. The Saskatoon Tribal Council says the federal government's treatment of Jody Wilson-Raybould has set back reconciliation with Indigenous peoples. Wilson-Raybould was shuffled out of the justice portfolio last month, and then she resigned from cabinet on Tuesday. STC Chief Mark Arcand says Wilson-Raybould's departure from cabinet is a loss for the government.
She's a First Nations person, and we're trying to do some reconciliation things here, which is a good way. And, you know, when we have somebody, like I said, at one of the highest level posts in federal government as she had before, shows that she's got some credibility and some accountability.
Wilson-Raybould has chosen to leave cabinet, but says she intends to stay on as a Liberal member of parliament. A musician from Isle of Crosse is up for an award at the annual Indigenous Music Awards coming up in Winnipeg. Erin Aubuchon will be heading to the ceremony in May. She's nominated for Best Gospel Album. She says she's been singing since she was a toddler, and her father inspired her to write music. When she first found out about the nomination, Aubuchon says she was very excited.
How we find out is that they just, like, email you and just, like, show you that the nominees have been posted and that you go to the website.
She adds her advice to youth who want to make music is to love and believe in yourself. The awards are part of the week-long Manitou Abbey Festival, which celebrates Indigenous arts, culture, and music. A lawyer for the Attorney General of Canada is in the Saskatchewan Court of Appeal today, arguing the buildup of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere is a matter of national concern. Charlene Tells Langdon is laying out the federal government's case in Saskatchewan's court challenge of the federal carbon tax. Saskatchewan argues that the tax is unconstitutional because it's not applied uniformly across all provinces. But Tellis Langdon says each province doesn't have the same carbon pricing system.
It's not necessary for each of the systems in each province to be the same to achieve the objectives of the legislation or to address the matter of national concern. What is necessary is that a pricing system applies throughout Canada.
Tellis Langdon says greenhouse gases cannot be distinguished from province to province once they are emitted into the air. A truck convoy is leaving Red Deer, Alberta today on a four-day journey to Ottawa. Organizer Glenn Carrot says the truckers want to highlight their opposition to the federal carbon tax and a federal bill that would change the way energy prices are reviewed.
We hope that the government actually starts to listen so that we don't have to do this again. Why do we have to keep doing this? We want to just get back to work.
The protest is called United We Roll, and they plan to reach Parliament Hill on February 19th. Truck convoys have been a feature of several pro-pipeline rallies across Alberta in recent months. And the federal government has announced a new $20 million initiative to help remote Indigenous communities reduce their reliance on diesel fuel. Dylan Hirma is a member of the Pembina Institute's Remote Communities team. He says it isn't easy to switch energy sources in remote areas.
There's a lot of challenges with providing energy in the north. Of course, the biggest one is just the remoteness. So, you know, construction and everything is more expensive in the north.
The federal government says the funding will help isolated communities develop their own plans to move toward renewable energy.